Roger Grossman back with you here at the Rock Pile. Again, Will Shepherd is sick, missed work all week, so he's not here. And our stat guy, Austin, is not here because it's the Labor Day holiday weekend and his family went away. Steve Scott's working for us back at the station, and that's good. 7-7 score at the end of one. Tigers on the march after forcing Plymouth into a punt. And we begin the second quarter with the Tigers facing second down and 8 from the Rocky 27-yard line, headed now into the south end of the Rock Pile. Quentin Brock under center, option play. This is Robbie Hoffert on the carry. He's in to start the second. He's pushed back. They will generously give him a yard to the 26, but it'll be third down and 1 coming up. The stats through a quarter, Warsaw 11 rushes, 108 yards, 0 of 1 passing, so 108 yards of total offense. Plymouth 10 carries, 31 yards, 6 of 8 passing for 81 yards, for 112 yards on 18 plays. Third down and 7 coming up for the Tigers from the 26. Brock sends a man in motion, falls down with the ball, and he'll go back on it at the 29-yard line. They were running the counter play, which we have not seen yet this season. Brock will lose 3 yards on the mistake, and that will back it up and make it fourth and 10. And here comes the field goal unit on for the Tigers. This will be Vilma to hold it for Mason Smythe, who hit the 38-yarder to win the game last week. This will be a 46-yarder from the middle of the field. Mason Smythe steps it off. Everyone's ready. Into the wind. Good snap. Spot is down. Kick is up. Has the distance, and it is good. It's good. 10:27 left to play in the first half. Vilma from Smythe from 46 makes it 10-7. Tigers, we're back in 60 on News Now Warsaw. Tigers have scored the last 10 points, including those three by Smythe, and now he'll kick off into the wind. And a high deep kick, and that one's going to be a touchback. That one lands just inside the back line of the end zone. So 3 for 3 on Smythe on touchbacks. And again, the Rockies will have to go 80 yards to take the lead with 10:27 left to play here in the opening half. The Collier Family of Brands halftime show is coming up, so stay tuned for that. First half scoring, a couple of minutes of local news from Jim Miller. We'll have some scores from back at the station. Steve Scott is compiling those at newsnowwarsaw.com. And, of course, we will have the first half stats brought to you by Aldifer Bergen & Company. From the 20, 10:27 left in the half, Warsaw leads 10-7. Ramirez, low snap, going to roll out, going to pitch it forward, and he pitches it forward to a man who is Hollum, and Hollum's pushed out of bounds for a gain of 8 yards out to the 28. I think that's a running play. They're calling it a pass play. I think he threw it forward. I agree. I think it's a passing play for 8 yards. 7 of 9 for 89 yards for Ramirez. And this is a quick throw to the near side, Blaylock. And Blaylock makes the catch. He's got a first down outside the 30 and into the Plymouth bench at the 33-yard line. That's a gain of 5 more yards and another first down for the Rockies. That is their 8th first down of the first half of play. Now, one of the things the Tigers coaches are pointing out is that Plymouth receivers are blocking downfield before the pass is caught. That would be pass interference. So far, it's not been detected. 10:15 left to play in the half. Warsaw leads 10-7. Ramirez is going to keep it and run right through the middle of the Tiger defense. The 40, the 45, and all the way to the midfield stripe. Ramirez all the way to the Tiger 50-yard line. And that's a gain of 17 yards and another first down for Plymouth, their 9th of the opening half. Ramirez with 7 carries for 45 yards. Again, the Tigers were right there, but once Ramirez got past the initial line of scrimmage, he had plenty of room. They'll fake the handoff. Quick throw over the middle, and it's caught there. And this is Aiden Van Dusen, and he's got another first down for Plymouth. Inside the 35 of Warsaw, down to the 34. That's 16 more yards through the air for Plymouth. 9 of 11 for 110 yards here for Xander Ramirez in the opening half. And the Rockies are on the move toward the north end of the rock pile, trailing Warsaw 10-7 with 9.5 minutes left to play here in the first half. And all the passes have been short. Ramirez, quick throw. This one's behind the line of scrimmage. It's caught downfield by Millizer, and Millizer will get across the line of scrimmage to the 32, and then it'll be pushed back by Hetty and others. So that'll be a gain of 2 yards. It'll be second down and 8.
Pickup of 2 on the play. It'll be second and 8.
9 first downs for Plymouth here in the first half. That is the most given up in a game by Warsaw so far this season. One back in the backfield, that's Hollum. Option play, Ramirez keeps it, turns upfield, runs into Hetty, but drags Hetty across the 30-yard line to the 28. That is 4 hard-earned yards by the Plymouth quarterback, and it will be third down and about 4 to get for the Rockies as they trail by 3 with 8.5 minutes left to play here in the opening half of play. That is big, hard running. Hetty hit him up high. You cannot hit this guy up high because he will take you for a ride. And he did with Cohen right there. Third down and 4. Ball in the near hash mark. They fake the handoff. Ramirez gets hit behind the line of scrimmage, and he will go down. Johnston made the initial hit. He bounced off. Gambridge and Hetty came back to knock him backwards for a loss of 2 back to the 30. And now it is fourth down. So big play in the football game for sure. Tigers with a chance to get off the field on third down, on fourth down. Ball in the near hash mark at the 30. Again, the Tigers were coming that time. If they'd have thrown the ball over the middle, it would have been trouble. But they did not. That time they tried to run it, and now it's fourth down and 6. And Warsaw is going to take timeout. Timeout Tigers, 7:40 left to play in the half. Warsaw 10, Plymouth 7. We're back after these messages. You're listening to Warsaw Tiger Football on News Now Warsaw. Let's give you a couple scores from the conference. Of course, here Warsaw leads Plymouth 10-7. That's now in the second quarter. Concord leads Northwood in the second at Jake Field 14-13. We haven't received a score yet on Wauwatosa and Goshen. Mishawaka and Northridge also no score. Fourth down for Plymouth from the Tiger 30, fourth down and 6. Wide side of the field is right. Plymouth has 3 wideouts in that direction. Ramirez takes a knee-high step. Hit as he throws over the middle, and it is caught. Caught by Van Dusen. He fumbled the football. It's rolling around loose. Who's got it? I think Plymouth got back on it. They did. Plymouth recovers the fumble. Van Dusen on fourth and long makes the catch. A catch of 20 yards and another first down for Plymouth. Wow. That ball was in the air a long time. And it was on the ground for a while, too. But the Rockies maintain possession. First down and goal from the 10. Looking for the lead. They run the reverse to Van Dusen. He's heading thrown for a loss. Eric Pohl was running into the backfield at the snap, and he stops Van Dusen for a loss of 8 all the way back to the 18-yard line. It's not the first time they've run that this season. The Tigers were very well prepared for it. Second down and goal now from the 18. Ball now near the right hash mark. Wide side of the field is the near side. All the players in bright sunshine. Ramirez being chased out of the pocket. He's going to be hit. He throws it. It's incomplete. Is there a receiver in the neighborhood? The official is pointing to one. Hollum was in the general neighborhood close enough that there is no flag. And it will be third down and goal from the 18-yard line. If you're thinking about it, Plymouth has not attempted a field goal yet this season. A field goal from this spot would be about 35 yards. However, this is this distance is right where they want the Tigers. Ramirez on the keeper. Hit at the 15, stood up at the 14, still going at the 13, still going all the way down to the 12, and then pushed backwards. He gets 6 yards on the carry. But now it's fourth down, and they're going to send the kicking unit on. 6:25 left to play, second quarter. Warsaw leading 10-7 at the moment. This will be Plymouth's first field goal attempt of the season. And they're going to kneel right at the 20-yard line. So this will be a 30-yard try with the wind, which is blowing the kicker's back at about 10 miles an hour. Carrillo, good snap. Spot is down, and it's blocked. It's blocked. It's blocked backwards. It's going to be picked up by Cohen Hetty, or attempted to picked up by Cohen Hetty, but it will be down at the 20-yard line, and the Tigers have stopped him. The Tigers stop him with 5:56 left to play here in the first half. Warsaw, with back-to-back defensive stands, gets off the field without any further damage, and Warsaw will take over from the 20-yard line. So they got to the...
It'll be first and 10 for Warsaw at the 19-yard line.
They're going to mark the ball at the 19-yard line. They say that the ball did not make it past the line of scrimmage, and therefore it doesn't automatically go to the 20. Tigers with the ball at the 19, leading by 3. Pitch back late. This is Egoff. Blockers in front. 25, near sideline. 30. Stops. Cuts back. Beats a man. 35. Still going to the 37. To the 40. Up the sideline. Still going. And out of bounds at the Tiger 49-yard line. A 30-yard run for Ethan Egoff. And a first down for Warsaw. He just kept going and going. He stopped once and then started back up again. Egoff for 30. And Warsaw with their sixth first down of the first half. Egoff, 2 carries, 48 yards. And timeout taken here by the Rockies. 5:43 left to play first half. 10-7 Tigers when we come back in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. Don't forget Tiger Talk tomorrow at 9 a.m. on News Now Warsaw. Mark Curtis will be in to talk about tonight's game. A couple of strapping young lads will be joining him. We'll talk with them about football and other stuff. First down 10, Warsaw from the 49. Tigers 10, Rockies 7. Option play left. Pitch back. This is Ransbottom. He turns the corner. 50, 45. Far sideline 40, 35. Still inbounds inside the 30-yard line. Oh, no, hold on. They're going to say stepped out of bounds at the 32-yard line. Still, that's a gain of 19 yards for Ransbottom. And another Tiger first down. Their seventh of the opening half of play. And this is more like the Tiger offense that we have come to know under Bart Curtis. And they are attacking the outsides on a regular basis. If Plymouth is going to pinch the middle, Warsaw is going to run to the outsides, and they're going to run all day. Nolan wide to the near side, ball in the far hash mark. And they'll run the option up the middle. This is Ollinger, I think, under that stack of humanity at the 30-yard line. It is Reed. Gain of 2 on the play for the Tiger senior. Second down and 8 coming up for the Tigers as we pass 5:15 left to play first half. Warsaw leads by 3, and the Tigers, remember, get the ball to start the third quarter. Quint Brock under center for the Tigers. He'll take the snap. He'll keep it. He'll turn upfield, and he'll get 4 more yards down to the 26-yard line. Stopped by Mackey on the play for Plymouth, and it sets up third down and call it 4.
It'll be third and 4.
Tigers to the line. Ball now in the middle of the field. Brock under center. Zollinger behind him. And they're going to pitch it back. And this is Isbell. He'll turn upfield. Tripped up. Still going. Lost the football. It's rolling around loose. Plymouth has recovered. Isbell had the first down inside the 20. He had gained 8 yards. And then he coughed the ball up. And Plymouth has recovered it. Oh. The fumble bug gets the Tigers again. Recovered by Plymouth with 4:22 left to play in the first half. Warsaw leading 10-7. Man, that is so discouraging. The ball starts at the 13-yard line of Plymouth with 4:22 left to play in the half. And they'll hand off. No, it's Ramirez going to keep it. He thought he had it, and he'll be dragged down on the near sideline at the 16-yard line. They got to move bodies out of the way. They do. Mark him down at the 16. That's a gain of 3 for Plymouth. Ramirez now 11 carries, 56 yards after gaining those 3. Warsaw now with 7 lost fumbles, their first turnover of this game. Warsaw went from their own 19 all the way to the Plymouth 16 and then coughed it up. Ramirez again fakes the handoff, runs to his left, gets spun around by Hetty and thrown to the ground after a gain of 1 more yard. And it will be third down. And the Tigers take a timeout. 3:37 left to play in the half. Warsaw leads 10-7 over Plymouth. Third down for Plymouth when we come back in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. Keeping you updated on other conference games, Northwood leads Concord 21-14. That's in the second quarter. Here at the Rock Pile, Plymouth faces third down and 6 from their own 17-yard line. 3:37 left to play here in the second quarter. Warsaw has scored the last 10 points. They lead 10-7. Ramirez with Holland behind him. And whistle sounds, flags fly, Tigers jumped off sides. Tigers only had one penalty all last week. They get their first one here. What could be a critical juncture, because third and 6 now becomes third down and 1. I would expect Ramirez just to take the snap and run forward. We'll see what Adam Hanley and his offensive coaches have in mind. Now from the 22. And there it is. And he runs forward. And he runs into opposition. And I don't think he got anywhere close to it. He didn't. Stood up and pushed back. Beam and Johnston and others on the stop for the Tigers. No gain. And it is fourth down for Plymouth. And Warsaw is going to take their final timeout. Timeout Tigers, 3:20 left to play first half. 10-7 Warsaw, and we're back in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. Roger Grossman with you. Steve Scott back at the station. Will Shepherd is ill, has been ill all week. Tried to talk his way into coming tonight. I told him to stay home and get ready for next week. And Plymouth will come out of the timeout. Warsaw takes their final timeout. And it's punt formation. Hayden Graham O'Brien standing at the 9-yard line. High snap. Kick is away. It's a spiral. Villema is going to call for a fair catch and makes it right at the midfield stripe. So the Tigers get a stop. Again, Plymouth has to punt. And Warsaw will take over with 3:15 left to play in the first half. Warsaw 10-7 leaders here over the Rockies. So the Tigers don't have any timeouts left, but as was proven earlier here in this half, they don't need very much to get into field goal range, because Mason Smythe has already hit from 46. So the Tigers have fumbled on their last timeout. Brock, option left, pitches back. It bounces backwards. Rand's bottom will fall on it back at the 49. Again, that pitch is wide. It is a foot out in front, maybe more than that, out in front of Rand's bottom. It's a loss of 11 on the play. This offense is based on efficiency and precision. And the Tigers continue now through 2.5 games not to always show it. Second down and 21, 2:40 left in the half. from the 39 in Tiger territory. Option pass, looking out the flank, got a man wide open. It's caught by Ransbottom. 40, 35, 30, and all the way down to the Plymouth 26-yard line. They ran the wheel, and they ran it to perfection. Holy cow. They will mark him down at the 26-yard line. That is a 35-yard pass play from Quentin Brock to Ransbottom. Wow. Spectacular. First down, Tigers. It is their eighth of the game. And they pitch to Ransbottom. A perfect pitch this time. He's got blockers around. He'll wait for them. Turn up field. He's at the 23. He goes down to the 20. That'll be a gain of six on the play for the Tigers. And Ransbottom, with every play that goes by, becomes more and more part of the offensive unit here. 1:51 left. Tigers out of timeouts, but well within Smythe's field goal range. Up 10-7. And facing second down and four from the Plymouth 20. Ball in the far hash mark. Brock hands off the middle, Zollinger, and he'll dive forward inside the 18. They will mark him down at the 18. Gain of two. Third down and two coming up for the Tigers. They have to get the ball to the 26. 1:20 left. Tigers in no hurry. They would love to get a first down here, but they'd be happy to run this clock down, and Adam Handley still has two timeouts at his disposal. Again, the wide side of the field is right. Quentin Brock under center, takes a snap. He will pitch it back late. This is Egoff. Egoff gets hit by the last camera. He's got away. He's the 15 and runs out of bounds near the 12-yard line. He's going to have a first down for the Tigers. He gains 6 yards on the play, and that's more than enough to move the chains for the Tigers. Egoff looks like he's running in slow motion on this play, because when he's running, he's waiting. His blockers are setting up. There's a guy in the backfield he's got to beat, put his hand on his helmet, shoved him away. First down and 10 Tigers. Ball in the near hash mark at the 12. 57 seconds left. Tigers leading 10-7. Brock under center from the 12. He will keep it back and pitch it. Ransbottom trying to shake free at the 10. Turns upfield. Oh, got grabbed by the face mask. Holy cow. Is that not a flag? They're going to mark him down at the 5-yard line. Plymouth says the ball came out. Rans got him about yanked down. There's the flag. So no matter whether the ball came out or not, let's check on Ransbottom to make sure he's okay. Oh, they're going to call a horse collar tackle, not a face mask. Personal foul, horse collar against Plymouth. With 40 seconds left, Ransbottom gains yardage from the 12 to the 4, so give him credit for 8 yards. First and goal on the penalty, which is essentially a 2-yard penalty. So that moves the ball to the 2. First and goal Tigers, 40 seconds left. Remember, they don't have any timeouts. So if they don't score on a running play, they have to hurry up and stand up. And the officials just want to make sure that they did that right. And now everybody gets back into position. And they wind the clock, 39 seconds, 38, 37. And Plymouth called timeout. Interesting. Plymouth called timeout there. We'll take one. 38 seconds to go in the half. Warsaw leads 10-7. We're back in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. 38 seconds left to play, first half. Warsaw 10, Plymouth 7. First and goal Tigers from the 2-yard line. The clock was running. Warsaw doesn't have any more timeouts, but Plymouth stopped the clock to set their defense. And Plymouth with a lot more presence out on the edges, especially on the near side, which is the wide side, from the 2. And they hand off. Zollinger dives to the goal line, and he's in! Touchdown, Tigers! Reed Zollinger scores. Patrick, wherever you are, you owe me one. Reed Zollinger scores with 34 seconds left to play in the half, and the Tigers have upped the lead. It is 16-7. Somebody got a hand on Reed's foot at about the just inside the 2-yard line, And Zollinger then went Superman into the end zone. Now Smythe for the point after. Snap, spot, kick is up, and the kick is good. 34 seconds left to play first half. Warsaw 17, Plymouth 7. We're back in 30 on News Now Warsaw. 34 seconds left to play first half. Warsaw goes 50 yards in a minute 26, 15, 41, a minute 41. Sorry, I'm up here. I'm trying to do all this by myself, so I apologize. I told you there'd be awkward moments. That was one of them. They go 50 yards, but they actually went longer than that. They went 61 because, remember, they had that 11-yard loss on the pitch. Warsaw kicks off. This time it's returned, and it's returned to the 21-yard line with 29 seconds left. So the fourth kickoff of the first half for Mason Smythe, that's the first one that was returnable. The other three were touchbacks. I'll mark him at the 22. Let's see how Adam Handley wants to handle this with 29 seconds left to play in the half. His team down by 10. They have one timeout left. And the Tigers' safeties are drifting back. Plymouth showing they're going to take a knee. And that's exactly what Ramirez does. Ramirez takes a knee, and that's going to end the first half of play. And the two teams run toward their locker rooms. Warsaw scores the last 17 points of the first half, and they lead at Plymouth 17-7. First half scoring comes your way on the Colliers Family of Brands halftime show. That is next on News Now Warsaw. Halftime here at Plymouth. The band is setting up their gear for their halftime show. They're honoring one of their sponsors here in front of the big home crowd here on their second home game, the third week of the high school football season. Warsaw 17, Plymouth 7 here at halftime. The first half scoring comes your way in just a minute. The halftime show is presented by Collier's Family of Brands. Collier's Heating and Air Conditioning for your indoor comfort. Collier's Fireplace Shop for cozy fireplaces and year-round outdoor grilling. And Collier's Solar for energy efficiency for your home. Learn more at trustcolliers.com. Plymouth took the opening drive, and they went 80 yards in 12 plays. At 6:02 of the opening quarter, a one-yard run by cornerback Xander Ramirez put them on the board, and Carlos Carrillo made it 7-0 Rockies. Tigers went right back down the field, scored on their own long drive, 5 plays, 71 yards, but only took it a minute 44 to get from one end to the other. A 15-yard run by Lucas Ransbottom at 4:18 of quarter one made it 7-7 with Mason Smythe's extra point. We were tied 7-7 after one. The Tigers got a stop, forced Plymouth to punt. They went back down the field, and with 10:27 left to play in the second quarter, Mason Smythe kicked a 46-yard field goal, and that made it 10-7 Tigers. After another three and out, Warsaw got the ball back, went back down the field, and fumbled the football, but they forced Plymouth into another punt, had the ball at midfield, actually went backwards on a bad pitch back to the 39, eventually scored on Reece Zollinger's 2-yard run with 34 seconds left in the half. Smythe's kick was good, and it's 17-7 here at halftime. When we come back, a couple of minutes of local news for you from Jim Miller. Then we will give you scores from other games. We'll update you on the Cubs and Reds. Cubs won earlier today in the first game of their doubleheader by a score of 6-2. They are tied 1-1. We'll update you on that. And we'll get to the first half stats. That's all ahead on the Halftime Show, brought to you by the Colliers Fireplace of Brands on News Now Warsaw. The Colliers Family of Brands Halftime Show continues with the first half stats, brought to you by Oldafer Bergen & Company. Let them be the head coach of your financial planning team. Oldafer Bergen & Company, 122 West Market Street, Warsaw, and online at oldaferbergen.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. For Warsaw, 10 first downs in the first half, 22 rushing attempts, 179 yards. That's their best half of the season. That's 8.1 yards per carry. One of two passing for 35 yards. That adds up to 24 plays for 214 total yards. They had one turnover, although they put the ball on the ground three times in the first half. They had one penalty for 5 yards, and through two and a half games, they have yet to punt this season. Plymouth had 10 first downs in the first half as well. They rushed the ball 19 times for 52 yards, and they had 11 pass completions in 14 attempts for 132 yards. So that adds up to 33 plays, 184 total yards. They did not have a turnover in the first half of play, and they committed three penalties for 12 yards, and they punted the ball one time. Individually, rushing the ball for the Tigers, Reed Zollinger, 7 carries, 57 yards, but the leader is Lucas Ransbottom. He's got 5 carries for 69 yards on the evening so far. Passing the ball, Quentin Brock, 1 of 2 for those 35 yards. That 35-yarder was a big completion to Ransbottom up the near sidelines. It was at a critical moment in the game, and if this offense can throw those kinds of passes, they are going to be very, very effective. For Plymouth, in the first half, Xander Ramirez, 14 carries, 57 yards, and as we said, he was 11 of 14 passing for 132. We will start the third quarter of play when we come back. You've been listening to the Colliers Family of Brands halftime show. Warsaw leads 17-7 over Plymouth at Plymouth. And we start the third after these words on News Now Warsaw.